What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 15th, 2021 here, and start of a brand new week. And for those of you trying to watch on YouTube, well, you're not watching on YouTube because we've had some change of systems here and things are not working correctly. It's going to take a day or two to get it back online. And I'm sure I'm going to get a ton of emails saying that the YouTube is showing an old show and everything. But we've been working all morning trying to get this running, and we cannot. So hopefully we'll have it up and running for tomorrow. Anyway, welcome to our show here. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's see. There we go. We're going to do a change of format again today. We're going to go back to the old format. People overwhelmingly voted to go back for an hour of news and an hour of phone calls. And so we're going to go back to doing that again today. So let's get right on into it here. Winter storm Xylia has dumped nearly 3 feet of snow across Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, and we're getting the northern edge of it here in Indiana. No snow, but we definitely got a lot of rain this morning. The Denver airport has closed. 32,000 people are without power. Highways have been shut down, and they're issuing warnings out there saying, stay home, you will be stranded. And apparently the National Guard is out there rescuing stranded motorists out there on the road. So it's ugly. Stay in, stay safe, and be calm, and listen to radio here. All righty, getting into the political news here. Joe Biden made a lot of comments about how we should just believe Kavanaugh's accusers just on their word, without need of any proof. But now he has flipped over and he's refusing to call for Cuomo's resignation because of the allegations of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and rape. Now, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. I would like to see some actual hard evidence that this stuff actually happened before we start tying up a rope for Andrew Cuomo. And I don't even really like the guy, but, we do have some principles in this country, which is the presumption of innocence until proof of guilt. But it is a hypocrisy coming from Joe Biden saying that we should believe Kavanaugh's accusers without proof, and yet he is out there clearly trying to defend or at least deflect from Andrew Cuomo's problems. And Andrew Cuomo's problems regarding sexual harassment are clearly intended to distract us all from his handling of the nursing home situation and, by extension, the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic or plandemic or scandemic, by the government as a whole. Now, Bill de Blasio is out there saying that Cuomo is in the way of us saving lives by refusing to resign over his sexual harassment and nursing home scandals. And obviously, I consider the latter one the worst of his sins. But there's a lot of pressure coming down on him, and he's out there insisting he's not going to resign. I do believe under the New York Constitution he can be impeached by the legislature. Meanwhile, Lindsay Boylan, who's the first woman who came forward and publicly accused Cuomo of sexual misconduct, said that she is still being harassed because top Democrats, including Biden and Harris, remain silent on the issue. Well, the Democrats are all sticking together here. Meanwhile, a little bit of a flashback and a little bit of a memory here. Joe Biden is famous for groping and fondling and sniffing children and women. And it's been caught on video time and time again. And frankly, it makes Andrew Cuomo look like an amateur in terms of this kind of behavior, because I think we're up to now 7 women who've come forward. And again, I want to see some hard evidence before, we flay the guy alive. Meanwhile, the president is saying we should see the results of the New York governor sexual harassment probe. Oddly enough, I'm in agreement with Biden on that one. We should not be a society that convicts on rumor and innuendo only. Meanwhile, Donald Trump made a surprise stop at a campaign event for former press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She is now running for governor of Arkansas, and Trump basically showed up unannounced to give her his endorsement and urge the voters to turn on out and put her in the governor's mansion. Meanwhile, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, is claiming the election reform bill passed by the House could result in Democrats, quote, using cocaine to buy votes, end quote, through ballot harvesting. I think that's a little bit extreme, but there's no question this election reform bill is all about institutionalizing the means by which the Democrats stole last November's elections. Meanwhile, Stacey Abrams is calling on Democrats to end the filibuster and cram through the bill that will allow the Democrats to rig all future elections. And MSNBC was so impressed by this, they have now recommended that Stacey Abrams' name replace that of J. Edgar Hoover on the FBI's headquarters building. And you have to remember Stacey Abrams back in 2018 was refusing to admit that people had lost the election. And knowing how crooked the FBI is, yeah, it's an appropriate name, I think, to have on that building. Down in Georgia, a state lawmaker has resigned from his role as county attorney after being pressured to quit over his support for an election integrity bill. State Representative Barry Fleming, a Republican, sponsored House Bill 531, which passed the House along party lines last week. Now, the bill is still awaiting Senate action. It curbs the use of drop boxes. It changes early voting hours. It limits no-excuse absentee voting and requires ID for absentee voting, which, of course, the Democrats absolutely hated. And it's such a hypocrisy. You need a license. You need ID to buy alcohol. You need ID to drive. You need ID to buy tobacco. You even need an ID to get your COVID-19 vaccination. But when they come out and talk about voter ID, oh, somehow it's racist. It's going to work against certain minority groups. You know, who's going to work against are the illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be voting anyway. So they're out there screaming that the bill amounts to voter suppression. No, it only suppresses voters who are not supposed to be voting. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is excusing Democrats from launching a probe to possibly unseat a GOP member of the House of Representatives, explaining that the margin of victory was extremely slim. It's only 6 votes here. So there was that charge, attempt to block Miller. Miller Meeks, and who defeated her Democratic opponent, Rita Hart. So we'll see what that one's going. Two men have been charged with assaulting Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the January 6th protest at the Capitol. Now, originally the story was that somebody had thrown a fire extinguisher at his head, fractured his skull, and he had died from that. His family has since said there was no indication of trauma to his head, and he died of a stroke the following day. Now they're trying to build the case that the bear spray, which is nasty, nasty stuff, let's not kid ourselves, that may have had something to do with his subsequent death. Over in Portland, it's a wild weekend with all the Breonna Taylor protests everywhere. Over in Portland, it's continuing. The U.S. courthouse is once again under siege. The corporate media, the legacy media, is staying silent on all of this. You know, we're not supposed to be paying attention to this. Over in California, the effort to recall Governor Gruesome Newsom has gathered over 2 million signatures, more than enough for a possible ballot measure. And the people of California are speaking loud and clear. They've cleared another milestone. Politics, as usual in California, is soon to be over. I rather doubt it, being a liberal state, but we'll see what happens there. Okay, this I think is becoming an all too common story. Retired Army Sergeant Kenneth Harrelson has been arrested for attending the January 6th protests. His family's bank account was locked down. His wife lost her job. They're frightened and don't know what to do. They've started a GoFundMe just to get money to go on living, but their bank account's been locked on. And I want to make a comment here about the First Amendment. It is not something that applies only to the United States government. For the First Amendment to have any meaning or value at all of us, individuals, organizations, businesses, the Rotary Club, we all have to support and abide by the concept of freedom of speech. And we should not fire people because they say something outside the workplace that we don't agree with. We shouldn't lock down their bank accounts because they're not saying they're not doing as they're told to do. I mean, we really are collapsing into a dictatorship at this point. Speaking of collapsing, a little bit of good news here. MSNBC and CNN's ratings are just in a plummet right now. And the primary reason appears to be that their prior rating success was all about their bashing of President Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump is not around anymore, and MSNBC and CNN don't have anybody to kick anymore because they're not going to go after Biden. And so their ratings are going down. CNN Tonight with Don Lemon is down 32% from November 30th to March 5th. And overall, CNN's primetime shows lost the most viewers. And at this point, I want to put in a little bit of a free plug for One American News Network. I've stopped watching Fox News. I've now got my little feed here looking at One American News Network, and they are definitely doing a much better job than Fox News was doing. Speaking of corporate media, we're all familiar with the Corbett Report. We're familiar with the many amazing videos that he's done over the years. One of my favorite, of course, being about Saddam Hussein and Iraq and that situation here. But apparently both YouTube and Patreon are taking down the Corbett Report. YouTube gave him his second warning that his channel is on the chopping block. There are still many other platforms on which you can follow his work, and most importantly, his website. So it's time to get away from Patreon and YouTube and start going to some alternative providers. Brighteon, for example. I'm now doing all of my videos over on Brighteon. Meanwhile, the establishment media have told Congress they need a special antitrust exemption to defend their industry today from, quote, misinformation, end quote, meaning the independent media, which is drawing ever larger audiences because of the fact that we're out there with the hard facts about what's going on in this world, and the corporate legacy media is totally compromised. And as we saw during last year's election season, it's all politically motivated propaganda that's going on. And even with the vaccine situation, it's nonstop propaganda. So they want to get rid of the independent media and apparently social media, Facebook, YouTube, Google, really aren't doing it fast enough for their taste. And interestingly enough, this is from Glenn Greenwald. During the hearings by the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Antitrust, Commercial, and Administrative Law, they came on out with testimony that the leading activists for online censorship are the corporate journalists. They want to go back to being a monopoly. They want a total lock on what you see, hear, and read in order to control what you think. And, you know, it's a war. It is definitely a war right now that you need to pay attention to. There's been a bit of a kerfuffle between the United States Marine Corps and Tucker Carlson, and Senator Ted Cruz said he requested a meeting with the head of the Marine Corps after one of its units tweeted statements insulting Tucker Carlson. along with unusually bellicose comments about the Fox News hosts. And the Marines have already apologized for the comments that were made, but it was a bad thing to do. All righty. Project Veritas has scored again. They are out with a new video about how the head of global planning for Facebook openly admits Facebook now has too much power, and there, it's time for government intervention. And all that's really needed is to simply say the First Amendment applies to everybody, not just the government. And, of course, Facebook and Google and YouTube are out there saying, we're private corporations. Freedom of speech does not apply to us. Well, with Facebook and Google and Twitter and the rest of them basically being the main conduit for public discourse, it should apply to all of them. All right, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's still out there, and I have a little bit of, I guess you could call it a confession to make. Saturday, I took Claire over to, I think it was called Sullenberg, which is in the north part of Louisville, and we didn't run into any of the Breonna Taylor protests that were happening in Louisville and other cities at that time, but while we were there, they offered to just register me, and I went ahead and I got the shot. This is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Claire has had no side effects whatsoever. I had a few of the ones that were already listed by the FDA, but as of today, I'm feeling just fine. And this is an example of how your humble host will put his rear end, or in this case, his arm, on the line to fully inform you, the listeners of Republic Broadcasting Corporation. So Republic Broadcasting Network, rather. So... You know, I now have my little vaccine ID, and that means I can go on airplanes and various other things like that. And I figured if the vaccine was going to kill Claire, I was going to die right alongside her. Meanwhile, Fauci has moved the goalposts again, and he's saying that he can't tell when people will ever be able to plan indoor weddings ever again. And, you know, sometimes I get the feeling that Fauci has a dartboard in his office and that his daily press releases are basically composed using the dartboard, you know, and more masks, don't wear masks, and just on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, the latest Gallup poll is showing that 51% of healthcare workers are refusing the vaccination. Over at the CDC, in new guidance that was released Friday, the CDC is saying that even after teachers and staff have been vaccinated, children as young as 2 should still be required to wear masks at daycare centers and schools. So if you thought getting the vaccine meant you didn't have to deal with the mask anymore, wrong, wrong, wrong. I imagine a lot of people who invested in those mask companies early on are now getting hideously rich in the process. Okay. Now, remember back following the election, Dr. Fauci was repeatedly dissing Donald Trump. And now, all of a sudden, he's turned 180 and he's asking for Trump's help, saying that Trump needs to go on out and tell his supporters to get the vaccine because polls are showing half of Republican men will not get the shot. So Fauci is out there saying, oh, please, Donald, tell him to get the shot. Tell him to get the shot. And Trump probably is going to do it because he, as he's out there trying to remind everybody, all of these vaccines we have now were started under his administration. And Biden has really done the nation and himself a disservice attempting to take credit for the vaccine programs. Over in Ireland, they have joined the growing crowd of EU nations suspending the AstraZeneca vaccine over continued reports that it is leading to blood clots in very, very crucial parts of your anatomy. And, oh, there's the music. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help to go on doing what we're doing. And, you know, we're dealing with old equipment, worn out software, and we do need your continued support to keep on keeping the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you send in a donation of $100 or more, please include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you will get an official RBN T-shirt and the bragging rights that goes with it. And don't forget that we've got Front Sight Firearms promotion is still going on, and all of the contact information for all of this is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. I'm already getting nasty emails about taking the vaccines. You wouldn't do it. You're a traitor. Well, you know, like I said, I decided to basically experiment on myself and see if all the concerns were really valid. I was sort of mixed about it. But like I said, I did have some side effects, but they're gone as of today. Getting on back to the vaccines, it's apparently injuring some people. The CDC added more data today to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. They're reporting 1,524 dead and 31,000 injured following the mRNA vaccines. And it was the mRNA vaccines that I was opposed to, and the same with Claire. That's why we had to drive over to Louisville, which was like an hour and 20 minutes each way to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which does not seem to be having the problems that the mRNA vaccines are having. All right, for those of you who are boxing fans, former world middleweight boxing champion Marvin Hagler has died at the age of 66, and it's been all over the media. But the part they're leaving out, which his family has put out on Instagram and various other areas, apparently he was in the ICU after receiving the COVID vaccine. So apparently he had a serious reaction to the vaccine. Okay, now then, Rand Paul is basically going after Fauci again regarding the masks. And, you know, Rand Paul got the vaccine, but he's saying that once you're 2 weeks out from the vaccine or have recovered from the infection, trash your mask and live free again. And that would definitely be a good idea. Some sharp-eyed person noticed that on some of these, shall we say, fly-by-night mask manufacturers, they're not using healthy materials in the manufacturing of these masks. In fact, some of them, the package is labeled cancer risk and risk to pregnancy. So be sure and read those labels very carefully before you buy another mask. And, of course, I still have, you know, my mask. Oh, that's right. I don't have YouTube today. Okay. I could be sitting here totally naked and you wouldn't know it. All righty. Over in Germany, they are having major protests marking the 1 year anniversary of their COVID-19 restrictions. There were several separate rallies held in Berlin. The largest one had more than 1,000 people in attendance, according to the police. No major incidents, no violence. Good for the German people. Meanwhile, the European Union is preparing to ask Putin for the Sputnik V COVID vaccine. And this is, of course, while Holland and Ireland become the latest bloc members to ban the AstraZeneca jab over the blood clot fears. And so everyone is looking at the Sputnik V and saying that may be the way to go. Of course, we can't get that here in the United States. Meanwhile, we have this story coming out of TASS, no less, warning that the West is preparing a disinformation campaign on the Sputnik V by faking mass deaths allegedly caused by its use. This is coming from within the Kremlin. And it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money for the vaccines. They wanted to go to the American manufacturers and not to those gosh darn Ruskies over there. We can't let them have the money even if they have a working vaccine. Okay. Now, Chuck Todd, let me try that one again. On Sunday, Chuck Todd pushed the conspiracy theory that climate change is going to bring more pandemics. Now, of course, there's absolutely no proof of this, but it's part of the far-left playbook, so Todd is going to run with this. And so the Chinese are off the hook. You know, coronavirus was not created in a lab. It's the fault of human-caused global warming. And just tell all those people in Colorado right here. Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thecityofsilver.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And there is news coming out of Judicial Watch. They are suing for access to communications that the U.S. government may have had with big tech companies about the coronavirus. Can you say propaganda? I knew you could. And basically, the lawsuit was filed last Wednesday, and it targets any records of communication between the CDC and big tech about COVID-related content on the social media platforms. Now, the government did not reply to a Freedom of Information Act request submitted by Judicial Watch last year. This has prompted the lawsuit. So, little stuff going on there. And let's see. Okay, I need to get down here to the bottom, and okay, I'm having a little problems with my new tech, and let's see, this is okay. All right, I'm hung up here, and I can't see my control room chat anymore. I'm good. All right. Well, thank you very much. Let's just keep going. All right. Facebook and Instagram will now label any posts that discuss COVID-19 vaccines and direct users to, quote, legitimate. Okay, got it. Will now direct users to, quote, unquote, legitimate sources, including the National Health Service and the World Health Organization. So the propaganda is definitely going on. Our vaccines are good. Russia's vaccines are bad. Anti-vaxxers are crazy tinfoil hat kooks. Over in California, a little bit of corruption going on there. Some California school districts are going to be using state and federal COVID relief money to give teachers additional pay for their efforts during the pandemic. And while I am not opposed to rewarding the teachers for the hardships they've had to deal with, I do think that once the money is allocated for COVID, it should go to COVID. All right, let's talk about our international news now. There was this rogue SAS unit that committed war crimes in Afghanistan. There was an investigation going on. This actually happened back in 2011. Investigators looked into it in 2017. Now, all of a sudden, the video evidence of the massacre has mysteriously disappeared. Can you imagine my shock on that one? Over in Syria, Assad has come on out talking basically opposed to what is described as the democratic oil smuggling business in northern Syria. They're saying this relaxing, profitable, and quite frankly, secure job has turned into a nightmare. It is now dangerous, difficult, and stressful. And it is all due to the actions of the cowardly Assad regime and its Russian backers. How dare they object to this oil trafficking that's going on in northern Syria? You know, if Syria had known what they were doing, they wouldn't have built their country over our oil anyway. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in high dudgeon over Joe Biden's push to rejoin the failed deal with Iran, and he's saying it would undermine U.S. national security. Quite the contrary, I think that getting Iran back into the P5+1 deal and inspections and so forth is actually going to improve U.S. national security because it's going to be one less nation pursuing nuclear weapons. But then everybody's drooling for a war with Iran. They're drooling for war with China. They're drooling for war with Russia here. So watch your step on the floor because it's getting really slippery out there. Over in Germany, Angela Merkel's CDU, the Christian Democratic Union party, got hammered in the local elections. The German people have completely lost faith in her COVID response. And they're saying the third wave, as bad as Christmas predicted next month, and now warnings against easing the lockdown. So it's getting really crazy over there. Turning to the international news, the war in Ukraine may crank back up here. And we're talking about the one in the Donbass. The Donbass separated in 2014 after the U.S.-backed coup in Kiev, which installed an anti-Russian government, which then waged a war on its ethnic Russian population. And it looks like that is starting to heat up again. Now, this is a very interesting article. It's from Sputnik News. And they're saying the European Union may be having a change of heart in its rhetoric toward Russia, with some of the most senior executives in Brussels allegedly advocating a softer approach. And I noticed within this article, and yes, it's written by Sputnik News, but they use the word reunification as opposed to annex regarding Crimea. So they're starting to pull away from that particular propaganda as well. Over in France, they're now looking at Great Britain and the aftermath of the Brexit, and the Eurosceptic movement in France is starting to feel their oats, so to speak. And so Frexit is now back on the table, as it were. This may be the beginning of the end of the European Union, because if France leaves, and especially if Germany leaves, it's all going to come apart. Now, this one really bothers me. I'm opposed to wars and the killing and all the rest of it, but I have a very high regard for those people who put on that uniform, obey their orders, keep their promises and their oaths, and we owe them a debt of honor to take care of them once they have served their country. But there are still problems with the system, over at 2nd Battalion 94th Artillery Comm, they're talking about how veterans are still being denied their benefits due to Veterans Administration lies and lost data. You believe that one? This is coming from a VA whistleblower. Basically, they say they believe the VA avoids responsibility for veterans' care by downplaying or outright ignoring evidence linking wartime experiences to veterans' chronic medical issues back home. This happened with Agent Orange. This happened with the Gulf War Syndrome. Happened with the experimental vaccines with squalene. And so this is not a good treatment for these veterans. And again, whether you agree with the wars or not, we do owe them something. Well, political correctness and wokeness may have met up with reality yet again. The Army instituted a while back a gender-neutral physical test, where the men and women had to display the same degree of physical prowess in order gain promotions, to get choice assignments, to really get the good places. And the Army is now considering reversing that, because under the general neutral physical test, the majority of women fail to keep up with the men. Ooh, my goodness, what a shock that is. So a little bit of reality, and it's good. We're starting to see people stand up and say, wait a minute, I'm sorry. The genders are not equal. And it's time that we go back to making allowances. Women's sports, the women's physical tests for the Army. Getting into the economy here, and you knew this was coming. Joe Biden is going to propose a major federal tax hike. In fact, the first one since 1993, after signing that massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, most of that money not going for COVID relief. The increases are expected on corporate tax and the personal rate for high earners. And we had a story that we ran last week about how you're going to get $1,400 from the government for COVID relief. With it will be coming something like a $17,000 tax increase down the road. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog. There is so much money sloshing around the system, they've had to invent new asset classes: crypto, SPACs, art and music NFTs, meme stocks, sneakers, sports highlight videos, just to try and absorb it all. They're desperate to come up with new cash sinks to hide the massive inflation that's being created by the Federal Reserve with their constant money creation. And I have to insert a personal opinion here. I think the NFTs are going to turn out to be an epic fail. And it's basically an idea that digital media can be stamped in a way where, you know, this is the only copy that's out there. And there was a big news story the other day about an artwork that exists only as a JPEG file went for like millions of dollars at auction. But you know, the hackers are going to find some way to crack that. And so there'll be the all in the black market. You know, you can have your copy of the uncopyable artwork or whatever. Now, Bill Maher, I kind of drifted away from him because of his liberal bent, but he's starting to really make a lot more sense. And he came out with the show recently begging America to forget about wokeness and just focus on working harder to compete against and catch up with China economically, industrially, geopolitically, and technologically. And Bill is absolutely 100% correct on that. All of this wokeness nonsense is distracting us from the task at hand, which is to rebuild our industries, to regain our technological lead, and go back to being a major force in the global technological marketplace. Meanwhile, for all you gamblers out there, Las Vegas is back in business as of Saturday night. The casinos reopen at 50% capacity. The good times are rolling again. And I'm wondering, you know, if the hookers are like doing half as many clients, or maybe the hookers have been cut in half vertically. There's a left half and a right. I don't know how they're going to handle that part. Anyway, Russia and China appear to have embarked on a campaign of buying up Norway's national resources. Everyone is grabbing resources. Better that Russia and China are buying them than invading for them. But apparently there's a grab going on. Meanwhile, cobalt prices are soaring as China stockpiles the metal. Now, if you're my age, you probably think of cobalt as something used in plating iron. But it's used in batteries for smartphones, electric cars, and the price of cobalt has risen by 65% just since January. A ton of cobalt sold for $53,000 last week on the London Metal Exchange, its highest level since December of 2018. So, anyway, if you own a Kia, you might want to park it outside. 380,000 Kia owners have been told to park outside because the engines can spontaneously catch on fire. And they're saying, you know, park the car further away from the house. And the automaker is telling owners to park these vehicles outdoors due to the risk of an engine compartment fire. And the recall, if you want to call it that, affects certain 2017 through 2021 Sportage SUVs and 2017 through 2019 Cadenza sedans. Kia is telling owners that a short circuit in the hydraulic electronic brake control unit can cause excessive current, increasing the risk of fire. And so park outside until the appropriate repairs can be made. Getting on down to immigration and globalism, Biden is still refusing to call the border crisis a border crisis, but they have dispatched FEMA to help deal with the flood of migrants. It's something like 700% over capacity in those housing centers. Nancy Pelosi is now blaming Donald Trump for the border crisis and saying that Biden inherited a broken system. And no, you know, Biden took the system and then he broke it. And even beyond that, Nancy Pelosi is now blaming climate change for the migrant surge. It's all due to human-caused global warming that we have illegal immigrants swarming into this country and taking our jobs and voting in our elections. And down at the border, investigative reporter Drew Hernandez has come out with a story that child smuggling is becoming a major operation along the border, and children are being sold for $3,200 at the open border. So they have this child smuggling, they have all these pedophiles, rapists, and kidnappers being released into the United States. This is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. This is an issue of evil, and he's absolutely, absolutely correct. All right. Kevin McCarthy is leading a Republican delegation to the border as pressure mounts on Biden to fix the crisis amid reports migrant children are being held in jail-like conditions. Well, if you don't want the migrant children held in jail-like conditions, don't let them across the border to begin with. Let them stay in their homes. I'm sure the whole idea is their homes where they came from are nicer conditions than those jail-like cells. I mean, if those holding cells were nicer than their homes, of course they're going to come into the United States of America. Senator Tom Cotton on Monday quoted the movie Billy Madison in response to Nancy Pelosi's assertion that the Biden administration inherited the humanitarian crisis from former President Trump, describing her as rambling and incoherent, which is not news to anybody. Okay, getting into some of the science and technology news, and we do have a lot of it. 34,000 earthquakes have rocked Iceland in recent weeks. They are absolutely convinced there's going to be a major volcanic eruption there in Iceland in the near future. Over in Hawaii, Mauna Loa is waking up. And the Hawaii Volcano Observatory has recorded over 200 small magnitude quakes below the Mauna Loa volcano. Now, that's at the top of the peak. When you hear about like Kilauea erupting, that's way down on the southern flank. This is talking about the top of the mountain or near the top letting go. And that will certainly be spectacular. And I'm sure it'll be good for tourism because people like to see that kind of stuff. All righty, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to core. This is talk of
okay, our sound seems to be dropping out on the feed coming this way, and I hope it's doing better on the feed going the other way. Getting some feedback echo. Yeah, we used to get that on Skype all the time. And, oh, okay. All right. Well, all righty. I don't know about you, but I'm a little upset at how the American flag has sort of become de-emphasized in our society. Now, obviously, I have issues with the current government, especially at the federal level, but I'm still quite fond of the American flag and the republic it's supposed to represent, although that republic seems to have gone away at this particular point there. But between all this kneeling and this the other signs of disrespect, it's again, it's another part of our collective identity that is under attack. And so I noticed this story that came from Tethasta.com, where there was this condo association who told the owner of a condo that he had to take down his American flag because it makes too much noise when the wind blows. And that's a little upsetting. Getting into the area of wokeness, and it's certainly there, there's an article from blog nomorefakenews.com talking about the argument against reading and words. And apparently there's a proposed federal school curriculum. Chairwoman Amanda Skell interviews Karen Blessing. And basically the idea is that reading is racist and status, reading is history. History is a delusion. You know, we've been hearing the same thing, you know, about math is racist. Going to a known conclusion is a sample of white supremacy. Science is now declared to be racist. I mean, talk about the dumbing down of the population. Meanwhile, over at Portland State University, there was actually officials filed a copyright strike against a professor's video that attempted to expose academic censorship. So in other words, they're censoring this professor's video on academic censorship. Now, the video was produced by PSU professor Bruce Gilley and was made to accompany his new report titled The New Censorship in American Higher Education, Insights from Portland State University, and included snippets from a publicly available video of a recent faculty senate meeting. And he's been forced now to put up a new copy of the video that's been edited to remove all comments by his peers. So, I mean, they're censoring all talk of censorship. That tells you a lot about what's going on. So we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. Wait a minute. Is that it? I don't have my number up here anymore. Anyway, we'll be back here with the open phone lines.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.